This is Kareem Mosna reporting with the Local Journalism Initiative. Kingston City Council rejected Patry's condo development proposal last night. Eight councillors supported the Planning Committee's recommendation to reject the proposal for a condo development project on the former Davis Tannery lands. First, we hear from Councillor Jim Neal.
This has become not just a Kingston issue. David Suzuki is on record for opposing the idea of this. Elizabeth May, the former and soon to be current leader of the Green Party, has spoken out against this. Dr. Rooney, who's a wetland specialist, spoke out against it. Sister Laverley spoke against it. Dr. Hill, as we already heard today, spoke against it. So we have, I guess that's the problem with experts, is we can always find experts to support our point of view. And it's unfortunate, that's an unfortunate point that I'm making, but it's truthful. And I would trust David Suzuki, Elizabeth May, Dr. Rooney, Sister Laverley, Dr. Hill. I would trust all of them before I trusted the statistics that are being brought to us by the proponent.
Now let's hear from Councillor Lisa Osanek.
We, Kingston, Ontario, Canada, we need every forest and every species that lives in a forest that we can to survive, to fight climate change. My most disturbing point, like in this development application, is that is asking us to use a minister's zoning order to override the provincial policy statement. The PPS in section 2.1.3 prohibits the development and site alteration in significant wetlands in ecoregion 6E, which is Kingston. Yet this application is actually filling in the significant wetland. The applicant's team says that the wetland is going to be cleaned up. It's just simply not true. What's actually really happening is that a bulldozer is going to be filling in the wetland with piles of dirt so that there's going to be ground stable enough to support phase four, which is the fourth high rise and row of townhomes. There's not going to be any wetland left in phase four. MNR does not endorse this application because filling in a provincially significant wetland is precedent setting. All other developers across the province can use our example of filling in a provincially significant wetland as a precedent for them to do so also. I don't want to be any part of such a precedent. Kingston will not be able to be taken seriously as an environmental leader. All other cities would be able to joke, yes, but come on, you were the first city to fill in a PSW and get away with it. That is not a reputation I want Kingston to have. As part of this plan, the applicants proposing to provide a new wetland somewhere else. The somewhere else hasn't even been decided on. Research by Ontario Nature says that trying to make a new wetland somewhere else most often fails. Councillors Hutchison and I, we tried to compromise, by the way. We said, you know, like we tried to have the applicant save the wetland by building three taller buildings so that you could still have the same number of units, but, you know, spare the wetland, you know, by just having the three buildings. We also tried to provide a buffer around the 200-year-old oak tree by making the Central Park a little bit more narrow, push the phase one and two further north, which is would be away from the oak tree to the south. But regardless,
30 seconds.
The final plan before us tonight still fills in the wetland and cuts down all the trees. This development is high risk. The remediation plan is at this point very high level. It doesn't give me confidence that the river will be kept clean and that there will be no unforeseen circumstances. Thank you.
Mayor Brian Patterson had asked council to support the project.
Want to be able to look people in the eye when they say that the biggest issue is housing and what are you doing to help with housing? I want to be able to tell them I've done everything that I can do. And so my vote tonight will be to vote yes to that housing. All of you can vote whatever you feel, whatever way you feel you should. But I'm confident that this is a plan that has A, been signed off by every reviewing agency, the CRCA, Parks Canada. These are not experts that have any financial interest in the development at all. And yes, it will require trees to be cut down, but those trees can be replanted. Trees can be replanted, people can't. And if we say no to this, we're going to have to cut down trees elsewhere. So we should talk about what other habitat then would we lose by having to move this sort of a development further out, which in turn is not good for our climate action goals. This has been discussed for 4 years. There have been several redesigns of this project. At this point, this is a project that I believe needs to be supported. We can't say that housing's a priority and then say no to a project like this. So I'm asking Council to support it.
Councillor Gary Oosterhoff.
And now we are presented with a rare opportunity to clean it up once and for all in concert with all levels of government. This is the time to clean up the Inner Harbour as well. I completely understand our commitment to our declaration of a climate change emergency. The opposition to this development file before us tonight is not the hill to die on. It is not the case for a best example of a significant biodiverse location or wetlands protection. To state this is highly, that this area is highly functioning, and to me is ridiculous. The area around the tannery is not pristine forest. This area is scrub land and bush and ought to be considered so. It is important to separate forest from the trees. I have walked there and it's dangerous just to walk there. It's simply not what we're calling it to be. If one thinks this development should be stopped for reasons to save humanity, I absolutely share your end goals, but the time is now to do something about the past and heal the earth once and for all. The earth is crying out for help here. The abuse has been horrific. Here we have an opportunity to be part of a land and water cleanup that should make us proud. It is important to see or envision positive and realistic end results where both people and environment win. Saying no to this opportunity to clean up the past will mean another 100 years of desolate woodland and grotesque scars of the past. We live in a time where our housing needs are at a critical moment. This development does meet the present needs of our city and reflects that in its housing opportunity. I have grown up in the outdoors. I too listen to trees. I listen to water and the wind, and I know what I feel inside when I'm outside. Birds have always been a powerful part of my life, and our relationship with them and humans, it's a special and precise relationship. This area of trees is not pristine forest. It is scorched earth. It is true that this great planet is unbelievably capable of healing itself, and miraculously the wonder of a rebounding environment is significantly documented and recorded. The toxicity of this land baffles the mind, is beyond natural remission. This staggering presence of thousands of pollutants renders this area uninhabitable and often even unsafe to walk. To be swayed by the narrative we have heard over the past months, as we have, is a failure to see reality. The land will not heal on its own. We owe it. We don't need another hydrological study. We absolutely do know how the water flows above and below the surface at this location. Every level of government is poised and positioned to contribute to the challenge to clean up the past at this location. We are preparing a way forward, putting a reasonable and scientific and sustainable solution together, and we are considering saying no. Tens of millions of dollars are being allocated to this revitalization. We can use success stories like the Sudbury River and many others to see the powerful positive opportunity we have here tonight. In closing, I ask that we do consider a positive outcome here in improving this development. Future generations depend on it.
Patry's proposal had included 4 buildings and 1,670 residential units.